two-minute drill from Points of Truth Ministries of Crusade Church.
Solomon said, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is a way of death." When Jesus was asked which of the commandments was the greatest of all, he replied, "The first commandment, to love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind." Then the Lord said, "The second greatest was to love your neighbor as yourself." This was the embodiment of the last six commandments. Now what we learn from this is this, that God must be first. We must love God first, and secondly, to love our neighbor as ourselves. The Bible says that God created all things for himself and for his glory. Man was made for God. God was not made for man. This is an important distinction because humanism has crept into the church. Humanism replaces the greatest commandment, which put God first, with the second, which emphasizes love and care toward man. This philosophy preaches the use of God and his ways for the sole benefit of man. But God is not merely a means to an end. He is the beginning and the end. The ultimate goal of humanism is to be happy as you live. But the ultimate goal of true Christianity is to please God. During the days of slavery, there was a man who owned and worked thousands of slaves on an island. He denied any Christian missionaries access to the island, so the slaves could not hear the gospel of Christ. Two young Christian Moravians heard about this and sold themselves into slavery in order to secretly preach the gospel to the slaves. Their family members were shocked and tried to talk them out of it, but they could not. As they watched them walking toward the slave ship, the two young men turned and together raised their arms and said, "May the Lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering." Suddenly it became clear why they were making such a great sacrifice. It was for Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. What motivated them to bring salvation to these poor African slaves? It was that Jesus would receive the reward of his suffering.
For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.